She is, so she'll probably dive in, dive out as quickly as she can.
I'm going to call to order Grover Beach City Council. This is a special meeting. This is Monday, December 10th, 2018. And would you all please stand and rise with us for a moment of silence for the brave men and women who sacrifice every day for our civil liberties and freedoms. Thank you. Please remain standing for our flag salute. And as you know, this is always our favorite part of the meeting where we get the youth involved. And tonight we're going to be led in our flag salute by B.B. Shaw. She's 9 years old, fourth grade student from Grover Heights Elementary School. She enjoys writing essays, art, making posters with a team, and writing books. What she likes most about living in Grover Beach is that she is by the beach and that being a small community, we can talk to everything local. Bibi would like to attend culinary school and become a chef as well. Would also like to study politics in her future. Her hobbies are playing the guitar and singing. She also likes to play sports such as basketball, softball, and she likes running. In attendance with Bibi is her mother, Councilmember Shaw. Her father is also here. There's Austin. And I know grandparents are here. And you have an aunt here tonight? Wow, he becomes...
And brother.
That's right. BB's whenever you're ready.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I think we have something up here for you.
What is that?
No, it's all yours.
Is this mine?
No, let's see. This is for you. Thank you so much. Why don't you hold this and turn around and stand in front? Miss Packer's going to take our photo. Thank you, my dear. I want you to shake everyone's hand.
Good job, baby. Thank
you. You can come back and get this. It'd be okay if you don't shake her hand. Thank you, BB. Appreciate that. Okay. May we have a roll call, please, Wendy?
Councilmember Nichols.
Here.
Councilmember Peterson.
Here.
Councilmember Shaw.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Lee.
Here.
And Mayor Schultz.
Present. Thank you, Wendy. We're going to move on to general municipal election matters. This is item number one on the agenda, and this is certification of the results for the general municipal election held on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Acting City Clerk Sims.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, the City of Grover Beach conducts its general municipal election on the same day as the statewide general election on the first Tuesday of November in even-numbered years. Earlier this year, the Council adopted resolutions necessary for calling that election to be held on Tuesday, November 6, 2018, and to be conducted by the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office. The County Clerk Recorder's Office would therefore canvass the returns of all votes cast and certified the election results. The Council further authorized to place two measures to increase the transient occupancy tax as well as amend the annual business tax certificate rate on the same ballot in November. These measures were designated as City of Grover Beach measures L18 and M18, respectively. For this election, there are over 7,000 registered voters in Grover Beach. Voter turnout was 69.21%. On November 6, Grover Beach voters were asked to vote for a mayor, two council members, and for or against the two city tax measures. For the office of directly elected mayor, there were three candidates seeking to be elected to that office. The one that received the highest number of votes was Jeff Lee, council member engineer. For the office of council member, there were also three candidates seeking election to those two open seats. The two who received the highest number of votes were Barbara Nichols, our incumbent council member, and Miriam Shaw, our incumbent council member. For the city measures, Measure L18, which proposed increasing the transient occupancy tax from 10% to 12%, the measure required a simple majority to pass, 50% plus 1. Measure L18 passed by 76.54%. For the city measure, Measure M18, which proposed amending the annual rate for the business tax certificates to be based on the business square footage and a separate flat rate for businesses located outside the city limits but doing business within the city. That tax measure also required a simple majority to pass, 50% plus 1. Measure M18 passed by 60.47%. Both ordinances were adopted at the December 3rd City Council meeting and will become effective in the beginning of 2019. For cities with elections consolidated with the county, the governing body is required to adopt a resolution reciting the facts of the election. A draft resolution has therefore been prepared and is attached to your staff reports for consideration, marked Attachment 1. Certificates from the county clerk recorder's canvas of all voters cast in the November election regarding city council candidates and the city measures L18 and M18, respectively, are attached to the resolution marked as Exhibit A. Once the city council adopts the resolutions, the outgoing elected mayor, Mayor Scholes, whose term officially ends this evening, is respectfully requested to remain at the dais for the presentation from the city, which is the next item scheduled on tonight's agenda. After that city's presentation, Mayor Scholes may step down from the dais. There are seats reserved for him. The newly elected officers will then be called forward to take their oaths of office, be presented with certificates of election, and take their seats at the dais. In conclusion, staff recommends the City Council adopts the resolution declaring the results of the general municipal election held on November 6, 2018. That concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Sims. Are there any comments? If not, would someone like to make a motion on this item?
I'll move that we adopt the results of the election on November 6th, 2018.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Peterson.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lee.
Yes.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yes.
Councilmember Shaw.
Yes.
And Mayor Scholes.
Yes, motion carries 5-0. So, we should move to item number 2. I was trying to sit closer to an exit, but I guess. Anyway, City Manager Bronson, I believe you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I'd actually like to delegate to Mayor Pro Tem Lee.
So with that, so we want to say a rousing thank you to Mayor Scholes upon his leaving his office this evening, and the city does have a proclamation which I am honored to read, and I will read it. I won't do it in its entirety because I'm sure we will have a photo on our website, and I'll try and do it such that I can actually see it. So with that, I'm proud to read this proclamation of appreciation presented tonight to Mayor John P. Scholes for service to the citizens, community, and city of Grover Beach. Whereas John P. Scholes was elected to the Grover Beach City Council in November of 2002, serving as the appointed mayor in 2005 and 2008. And whereas in November 2008, he was the city's first directly elected mayor and went on to serve consecutive terms from 2008 through 2012 and from 2014 to 2018. Whereas Mayor Scholes played a key role in improving fire and emergency medical services for the community, including creation of the city's first full-time fire department and establishment of the Five Cities Fire Authority with the City of Arroyo Grande and the Oceano Community Services District. Whereas Mayor Scholes' leadership was instrumental in developing and securing funding through SLOCOG and LOSAN for the Grover Beach Train Station Expansion Project, which will improve convenience and safety for passengers at this regional transportation facility. Whereas Mayor Scholes championed the importance of economic development to enhance business investment in our city, such as the establishment of a broadband fiber network, creation of the Beach Place mixed-use development improvements and improvements to the development review process for both businesses and residents, and the addition of several hundred new hotel rooms in projects currently under development.
So whereas Mayor Scholes is a regional leader dedicated to improving both the city and the region, along with how the people's business is conducted through his professional manner for conducting city council meetings and his work in helping draft the regional code of civility adopted by cities and the county in 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Grover Beach City Council hereby commends Mayor John P. Scholes for his 14-plus years of service to the Grover Beach community. On behalf of the police department, city hall staff, the executive management team, the citizens of Grover Beach, and the city council does hereby express sincere appreciation and gratitude for John P. Scholes on his dedicated public service and commitment to the community, and extends best wishes for his continued success and happiness in all future endeavors. So with that, we'll turn it back over to our city manager for some additional comments and appreciative humiliation of the mayor on behalf of the city.
They didn't tell me about this part.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. As city manager, it's my pleasure to say a few words to you, Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the city organization who serves this council and serves this community with distinction. I'd like to recognize you for your service, commitment, and love of this community. I have worked closely with you over my 2.5 years here in Grover Beach, and I have come to respect and admire your service, your care, your love of this community, your aspirations of taking a great community and making it even greater for generations to come. I've come to know various phrases, various catchphrases, and there are three that really resonate that I'd like to highlight. One, the city of independent thinkers. Secondly, striving to be a young, hip beach community. And young is a state of mind, I'll say, versus
age. Doesn't include me, but.
And lastly, speaking to Mayor Pro Tem's point, carrying out the people's business with civility and decorum. Those are just three of the examples that come to mind when I think of what you have put forth into the community, into our terminology that will carry on for years to come. One of the marks of any public servant is to leave a city, leave a community in a better place than you found it. And you, sir, have clearly done that in your 14 years of service to this community. So in recognition of that, I do have a few items for you. I have this wonderful personalized coffee mug with the City of Grover Beach seal and Mayor John P. Scholes listed. We also have a gift certificate to a wonderful local restaurant in here. And lastly, a memento of the infrastructure that you have helped oversee.
Oh my God.
We have a sign. It is in recognition of the Scholes way. A way of caring for our community, showing the best of our community, loving our community, and offering decorum and civility for how we carry out our business in improving our community for generations to come. So on behalf of the city organization, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
And don't think we're going to let you get away that quickly. So we will have Supervisor Adam Hill. So District 3, please.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. I think I was here like 4 years ago when we said goodbye to John. We keep bringing him back every now and then. We have to, though. I'm actually here. I don't know if some of our folks from SLOCOG, but, you know, John's impact on this city, everybody is aware of. But some of the things that he has been just, I think, one of the strongest advocates that I've seen in my time on SLOCOG has been John Scholes. He's one of the few people who actually loves SLOCOG meetings, which are difficult. But, you know, it's partly because he has been able to get a lot for this great city, and I wanted to highlight. So we do have We do have some more things for his wall, but this is our resolution to John Scholz's 13 years on SLOCOG. He served the San Luis Obispo region with great distinction, dedication, and effectiveness as board member, vice president, and president. And I think it mentions here that we had him stay on as president for like 2 years in a row, which we never did in 2008, 2009. He has commendably represented the region in its entirety by serving as a representative and alternate on the California Association of Councils of Government, Board of Directors for 3 and 5 years respectively, representative on the Coast Rail Coordinating Council, Board of Directors on the LOSAN Agency, pretty much the entire service that you can serve through SLOCOG, John has done with great distinction. But here are some really important things that he's done for this community in particular and for the region. As a champion and as a somebody who has of course in his professional background great experience on how to improve your community's transit, rail, bike, and pedestrian systems, here are some of the things that John can feel proud of and certainly this community has benefited from: enhanced bicycle lanes and crosswalks, landscape median street trees, lighting and pedestrian safety features on Grand Avenue, Farrell Road, Atlantic Avenue, Oak Park, and 4th Street in Grover Beach and Rio Grande. Boardwalk expansions connecting Grover Beach and Pismo Beach. Revitalization of the pier at Pismo Beach. A lot of funds came through that. Expansion and improvement of the Grover Beach train station, which I think is speaking for itself and how it looks. And it's increasing capacity for our community. Transit improvements, including the increased service frequencies, weekend service, later evening service, time transfers at transit centers, and construction of the RTA operations and maintenance facility, in-house RTA operations, and new and improved transit stops throughout the region. Park and ride and transit improvements at the Ramona Gardens Park in Grover Beach, the factory outlets in Pismo Beach, and the Halcyon Park and Ride in Arroyo Grande. Operational improvements on the U.S. Highway 101 from Arroyo Grande to Avila Beach, including the aesthetic treatment of retaining walls. Safe routes to school infrastructure improvements around Grover Beach and Grover Heights Elementary Schools. Safe routes to school programmatic achievements that promote active transportation, educate children on bicycle use and safety in the Lucia Mar School District. And I got to say, John has he leaves big shoes to fill at the SLOCOG. He has really been one of the strongest advocates. He's somebody that I know that I have always looked up to because for the South County subregion, he has been terrific. So it is my pleasure, John, to give you this recognition.
Thank you, Supervisor.
I just want to say I'm mostly sticking around to see, I hope, Chief Lieberman cry.
And especially thank you for that.
So with that thought in mind, so I'll go ahead and open up to the public for anyone who wants to say some words for the outgoing mayor. So we'll recognize, looks like Mayor Ed Waggy from Pismo Beach is coming forward.
John, I've really enjoyed working with you. SLOCOG, RTA, and most recently on our Central Coast Blue Water Recycling Project. You've been a real champion of regional and efforts, and as Supervisor Hill mentioned, at our SLOCOG resolution of thanks, you've done an awful lot for this area, so I really appreciate it. He also mentioned you retired once before and you came back and retired and came back. So I hope that your voice will still be heard in this community. Again, congratulations. I also want to congratulate Mayor-elect Jeff Lee, soon to be sworn in, Councilmembers Shaw and Nichols on your re-election. So congratulations. I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to come forward and provide public comment? And a Mayor-elect Karen Ray from Arroyo Grande.
Mayor Scholz. I've had the distinct pleasure of working with you at several levels when I was on Planning Commission in Rio Grande, as city council member of Aurora Grande and as supervisor, and having seen you in your capacity both as an elected official and as a representative for PG&E, I have learned from you and your ability to hold yourself high in the face of so many things, and you're going to be sorely missed. And to the people who are continuing forward, I'm so glad that you've had the chance to work with Mayor Scholes and to follow in that tradition of civility and community. So thank you so much for your service, John, and I look forward to seeing you around.
Thank you, Mayor-elect. Great.
Any other public comments? Former council member, Mayor Pro Tem, Bill Nichols. And after that, my brain is turning into mush, so I may not remember everybody's name, even if I have known you for years. So, Mr. Nichols.
You'll survive.
Exactly.
John, I want to thank you personally. I had the pleasure of being on the city council for 8 years. I worked with you as a fellow council member. I worked with you and for you while you were mayor. I served term as mayor pro tem. That was probably the easiest job I had. The mayor pro tem normally fills in when the mayor can't make certain functions and what have you. John was always there. I didn't have to fill in on anything. That was good. I have never worked with nor known a person with more integrity than you. And that I appreciate. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to come forward? Former council member Karen Bright.
Well, I just had to say that I truly appreciate you, as I think most of our residents do, because you truly did make a mark. I truly enjoyed serving with you. I also learned a great deal from you. And I'm so sorry to see you go. But I do know that we have benefited greatly from having you serve. And thank you very kindly. And I hope to see you around. And I think you're just fabulous.
So with that, I will bring it back to the council and see if there's any members of the council that want to say anything.
All right. I never want to be the one standing between everyone and cake, so I'll be real quick. But I just have appreciated working with you so much. I came in this very green in city government, and I've just learned so much by, you know, sitting next to you. And I'm really going to miss, there are times when we walk in here and I walk in here and I think I don't really want to do it this way and I don't really want to do it that way, and then somehow we come up with the Scholes way and it works, and I'm really gonna miss the creative solutions that you come up with that help us to get to where we need to be. So I'll see you at Vaughn's every week. So that's all.
And my shopping trips will be a lot shorter to you now.
Councilmember Peterson?
Nothing to say.
Okay, Councilmember.
We will miss you greatly, John, but you've left a legacy for us to move forward with, and we appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
So then I will close by saying thank you as well, and appreciate the time and the commitment that you've made to this community and the mentoring that you've done for me personally. Other thank yous and other appreciations will be done over perhaps a cocktail.
Or two.
So with that, we'll say thank you. So, and respectfully move on to the next item, which is the swearing-in ceremony, which gives you an opportunity to close first, and then we'll move on. So thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't know if we have a handheld mic, so it may be better for me to sit here because it may be better for me to sit here so I don't get emotional. Dang it. Darn it. Thank you, Wendy. Let me just say I am deeply humbled and touched by the kind words and the comments. And I think most people know that when we run for office, you don't do this for the money or the riches. You do this because you care about your community. And if you do that and you make your decisions based on what's in the best interest of the community, I think you can sleep with yourself. You can sleep with yourself at night. I want to say to the Grove Beach citizens, business owners who've supported me over all these years, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your trust. I hope I've been able to conduct your business in a professional, respectful manner, and not that we always agree, but hopefully, at least as I leave, you can say this individual represented us in a professional way. I'd like to say to my council colleagues, not just the ones who are up here, but the other members who I've served on the councils with, there's been a lot of nice and great things said about me tonight, but anyone who knows me and anyone who's talked to me knows that it takes more than one vote. And the one thing I'm going to miss the most is being able to work with folks, to have a vision, and to get them to see your point of view or to agree with you. When we knock on doors and you tell people what you stand for and what your vision is and what your values are, that's what they're voting for. So they know who you are and what you care for and who you stand for. And I can tell you this, probably a lot of folks in the community, and Matt can attest to this, the first thing I say to people is that I'm and this council are your representatives. We're your voice. And if you don't tell us the issues or something that's troubling you or something that is causing angst, we can't be responsive to you. And we want to do that because that's why we're here. But I just appreciate everyone that's worked together. It's not me. It's all of us. It's everyone that's been on this council who puts this community first. And thank you all for your time. This community is better for all of us being involved. I want to also thank the city staff. And Matt's been with us for 2.5 years, and he came when we were at a crossroads, and he's shown a great amount of energy. We've gotten a lot done. Bob Perrault was a previous city manager. You know, I'll just say the council always puts together a vision. We adopt a budget. But a vision without execution, which is where the staff comes in, vision without execution, without follow-through, is just a dream. And I can say the improvements you've seen in this community, they may start with an idea I had, an idea the mayor-elect has, an idea that Ms. Peterson has, or Ms. Shaw, or Ms. Nichols, or Bill Nichols. But unless we get it implemented in the ground, and that's where staff comes in, and they've done a wonderful job. And Matt knows I've learned two things since I've been on this council. The one is I'm not a very patient person. I thought I was always very patient with my children, but trying to get things done. The other thing is being able to think 3 steps ahead, to always have a backup to the plan and a backup to the backup. And I think we've done that. I want to thank my friends. You know, you all know who you are. This job is not all roses. Sometimes there are thorns, and sometimes people will say things that are negative. And someone once told me you can never go wrong taking the high road. No matter how much you want to respond to the negative things people say about you, you hold your head up high, you set a legacy, you set a standard, and you keep that standard because the truth does come out. And my friends have been there for me through thick and thin. And finally, and I'm going to, hopefully I don't lose it here. Steve knows, he's laughing. I know, I'm going to pause. To say thank you to my family. My sister, see, this is not right. Where's Ashley? Get her in here. Well, she came up, my oldest daughter came up and said, hey, I want to know what you're going to talk about tonight. You're embarrassed. Well, she's here. She's basically been a rock for me. You know, my children, and I'll just tell you, of all the things we've done as a council and all the things I've done as an individual, my greatest accomplishment are my 2 children. That'll be my lasting legacy. Last but not least, my sister, Brenda. Yeah, stand up, Brenda. I was a teenager, I showed an ability on the athletic field to the point that people would treat you special and you'd be having visions of grandeur, NFL or whatever. And this woman here said, until you take that work ethic on a sports field into the classroom, you are only half a person. See, she was the first African-American valedictorian at the high school that we grew up in a very non-diverse area. And the fact that she came to me, athlete, known as an athlete more than a student at that point, and said, hey, why don't you read this paper and tell me what you think? And she just laid those little crumbs out. So by the time I graduated from high school, I had a principal came to me who said, we've had better athletes, John, we've had better students, but we've never had a better student athlete. And so all that I am today is because of this lady and, of course, my mom and dad. So I just want to close by saying that 14 years of service, Bill Nichols, you were fantastic to work with. I just want you to know that. I want you to know that I appreciate everything and all the support and you taking and making tough decisions with us. It's not lost on me. But I would just say I'm the richest person from this experience of serving this community. This community has a lot to offer. The people are special, and I've done that with knowing that I love this community. I will still be in this community. I won't be coming up here doing public communications, folks. I told the mayor-elect he can call me, but, you know, and I'll still be in the community. But I'm just glad that I could contribute in some small way to this community. So thank you all, and I'm going to give the mic back to the incoming mayor. Thank you very much. Can I go now? They're going to kick me out. Are you kicking me out?
Not yet. I think unfortunately now would be the time, is unless there's anything else that any staff wants to say or you want to say. If not, we will thank you and we'll see you for cake.
Nah. Yes. Thank you. Exit stage right.
So with that, I will bring it back to to introduce the next item, which is the swearing-in ceremony and seating of the directly elected mayor and new council members. Acting City Clerk Sims.
If I could have Councilmember Nichols, Mayor-elect Lee, and Councilmember Shaw.
Upon which I'm about to enter. take the prerogative to be John for a couple more minutes. So. So with that, I guess we will do roll call, please.
Councilmember Nichols?
Here.
Councilmember Peterson?
Here.
Councilmember Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Blee?
Here. So, thank you for that. And so we are back in order. So, and we will first start with public communications. So here's a moment for any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. And this council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on any items not on this agenda. So, and note that we will have comments from the newly elected officials momentarily. But Supervisor Hill.
Well, I'm here to congratulate you, Mr. Mayor. I think you are a terrific successor to John and will continue the great work forward. Really enjoy working with you. Really enjoy working with Barbara. Miriam has just been a strong colleague on some of our regional boards. I'm pleased as punch by the voters' decisions, and I think that the folks in Grover have, you know, just like last week when we were able to talk about the great initiative with the fiber optics. And I mean, there's just good times ahead for this city, and the city's in good hands. So, congratulate you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other public comments? Public communications? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and bring it back to the council, and we'll move into our business items this evening. And the first one is our comments from newly elected officials. So I will start to my right with Councilmember Barbara Nichols.
I want to thank the people of Grover Beach for reelecting me. Got 4 more years to get a lot more done, and we've got such a good start going. The momentum is great. The people I work with are great. And I'm really looking forward to serving the city for the next 4 years.
Thank you for that. Councilmember Shaw.
Yeah, I'll just say that this was my first chance to campaign, and it was the strangest job interview I think I've ever been on. But it was also great because getting to reach out to so many people that I hadn't met yet and didn't really expect to be reached out to when they got a random knock at their door by a lady in a pink t-shirt. So it was just amazing, and I can't thank the voters enough for having confidence in me to letting me keep doing this job. And I also have to thank my family and my friends, and my dad gets the award for wearing the pink t-shirt every single day and just supporting me in any way. And my husband, who's super, super shy, talked to so many people. So I have to thank them and also my friends in the community. But I'm just thankful to be here for another 4 years and excited to get to work.
And with that, I do have some prepared remarks just because I knew I wouldn't be able to get through it without them. So, but they will be fortunately as brief as I can make them. So with that, first I want to say thank you first to my wife, Mary, for her love and support throughout this my time on the council, during this campaign, and then also during my time as mayor. And also want to thank you to my campaign team of Clint Wyrick, so who's here somewhere. There he is. Thank you. And then also Lori Sterling for their help, their assistance, and their patience throughout this journey. And I also want to acknowledge the other candidates that ran to represent the city. So you all brought differing voices to the conversation, and I learned more about Grover Beach because of you. So thank you to those who supported my campaign, including my family, my friends, numerous volunteers and organizations, through the giving of your time, your knowledge, your experience, and your resources. This has always been a team effort, and I would not be here today without each and every one of you. So, and I also want to say thank you to staff as well for their diligence in continuing to perform the community's work during this process. So where else does it say a lot about a commitment and hard work of city staff that every 2 years the election process changes the faces on this council and still staff seamlessly continues the day-to-day operations of the city? So my last thank you is to the residents of Grover Beach for supporting me as your new mayor. It's not about who sits up here as a member of the council, but rather the direction and the vision that the people of this community have entrusted each of us with enacting. So I may get things wrong. I am probably going to make some mistakes, but please realize
And please realize that we're not going to be able to make everybody happy. That's not really our job. So we, and specifically me, have been chosen by you to lead this city and to provide clear direction on policy matters and to do this work together with civility, compassion, the ability to listen first, and then take action after hearing the information that you bring before us. And as mayor, I will represent the city of Grover Beach locally and everywhere I go by representing each of you, its residents, its businesses, and anyone that visits our parks, our restaurants, our stores, and our offices, anyone that utilizes our services. I will do this in the best way that I know how, by being prepared to make any necessary decisions and by leading with a positive attitude and enthusiasm. There's always going to be stuff that needs to be done. So my goals as mayor include finishing what we've started, by continuing to fix our streets, by supporting our police and fire agencies so we can continue to be safe and protected in this community, and through economic development projects that support and strengthen our existing businesses, and also by starting and finishing several hotel projects, by completing the train station expansion project, by realizing the vision of the fiber optic network that started with lighting it up this past Friday, and also by continuing to roll out new business opportunities throughout the city. And I'll end by asking, rather challenging, something from the people of Grover Beach. Please participate in your city. Get involved. Be a part of what happens here. Don't just complain, but instead ask questions, require answers. You may not always like the answers, but require them. And still be willing to talk to me, to talk to us, to staff, and also talk to your friends and neighbors, where we can listen to each other, volunteer for something, and bring your thoughts and ideas to the table. If you do this, I know that we will find a solution that improves our city, and we're going to do this together. So with that, let's get to work. And so I will go ahead and move into item number 5, which is the appointment of Mayor Pro Tem term for Mayor Pro Tem for 2019. City Attorney Hale.
Honorable Mayor, members of the council, congratulations to all of you. And I wanted to identify that the item that you have before you tonight is in the context of the one of the first action matters for the newly elected mayor. As per the protocol and resolution 08-18 that was adopted by the council, it is the protocol of the newly elected mayor to appoint the mayor pro tem. Mayor pro tem is appointed by the mayor for a term of 1 year. It goes from this year, from December 2018 to December of 2019. The mayor pro tem's duties and responsibilities are to essentially act in the absence of the mayor, both in the context of council meetings, ceremonial events, and as delegated by the mayor. So I will turn this back over to the mayor for your first action item.
Thank you for that, and I do take this responsibility very seriously because there are times that I won't be able to represent the city in a fashion, in a timely fashion. And so with that, I would like to appoint Miriam Shaw as the mayor pro tem. So, and we have talked about this. She has agreed to serve in this capacity for the next year, and I will say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So with that, we'll move on to the next item. And for those of you in the audience, we do have two items between you and cake. So we will try and make these as efficient as possible. So but we'll start with turning it over to City Manager Bronson for the City Council meeting schedule for 2019.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Just very briefly, what's before you is to adopt the 2019 meeting schedule. The schedule does keep to your typical first and third Mondays. It does take out the second meeting in July and the second meeting in December to allow for vacation and time off during those two times. So with that, I'd be glad to take your questions or comments.
Great. Are there any questions of staff? None. So with that, I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak on this item. Seeing no rush coming forward to the podium, I will bring it back to the council for discussion and possible action. What's the pleasure?
I don't see any problem with the first and third. It's something we're all accustomed to. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone prepared to make a motion?
I move that we, I lost my place. Continue the calendar year 2019 schedule of the first and third Mondays of the month.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. So any other discussion? Voice vote or roll call? City Attorney?
It can be a voice vote.
Voice vote. Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So with that, we'll move on to item number 7, which is the procedure for filling the vacant council seat. So with that, I'll start with City Manager Bronson.
Actually, the City Attorney will be able to speak to this item.
Apologize. Then City Attorney Hale.
Since I'm the last person standing in front of Cake, I'll make this as quickly as possible. Government Code Section 36.512B basically gives you two options. One is that you can essentially call a special election for the filling of the vacancy, or you can appoint. As we all understand, your election to mayor created a vacancy, and it is a responsibility of the council to now create or fill that vacancy, and those are the two options granted to you under the government code. Having said that, there are many different options available to, for instance, the appointment process. In the past, you historically have done it by essentially each council member nominating individuals for appointment and then going through sort of an interview process related to that. Basically, you're creating a pool of candidates. The other is opening it up to the general public for the public to submit letters or applications of interest wherein you go through the same interview type process and ultimately make an appointment. The third is you can look at candidates in the past, or you can look at those candidates who participated in the election who were not elected but accumulated the next greatest number of votes. Or the third process is essentially amongst you as a body submitting a motion for the adoption or of a appointment of a particular individual, having that seconded and voting on it. Those are four that we can identify as options, but quite frankly, there is nothing under state statute that defines specific parameters of your appointment process. So it's really a policy decision and direction by the council. So functionally, you can either go through the appointment process or you can proceed forward with calling a special election. Due to the fact that you are not within the time frame of 114 days from the next generally scheduled election, you can essentially establish that special election prior to that next election. In other words, if you were within 114 days of a generally designated election, you would have to do it at that election. Since we're not, you're not subject to that requirement. So those are your options, and I'll refer it back to you.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Are there any questions, starting to my left? Any questions?
No questions. I do have one question. If the council were to choose to hold a special election, what would be the earliest date that could happen?
To be honest with you, Councilmember Peterson, I'd have to do some research on that and get back to you on it. I wasn't prepared for that one, so I didn't look at the state statutes related to that. But you do have to call it within 60 days. How quickly we can do that, I can ascertain that and get back to you.
Thank you. And I guess taking that to the next level down, how, if the council were to choose to call a special election, how quickly could staff pull it together? How much time would you need to make something like that happen in-house?
I don't have that information before us this evening. It's something that we would be able to identify after this meeting and be able to provide that information back to the council. Given that it would be for one position, it would be less intense, than for a regular election with measures and candidates. But we could provide more information back to the council on that.
Thank you.
The other thing that we can also supply with is a potential estimate of the cost. Mm-hmm. Primarily, the council hasn't done that in the past because there is a cost associated with that to the city. So we can check that and get back to you on that cost also.
Okay. Did that generate any other questions?
I Well, just as much as you could guesstimate a cost or a ballpark of a cost.
I can't at this point because, and I think we probably could get that information back to you fairly quickly. I could answer that question for some of my prior cities, but they're substantially larger than you, so the cost would not be not be similar to what you would pay. Yours would be significantly less. So we can check on that and get back to you.
Okay.
And perhaps a one question or order of magnitude question is, how much did the general election cost the city recently in November?
I believe that cost is typically $20,000 to $30,000.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? If not, I will open up this item to the members of the public. If anyone wants to speak on this item, please come forward and state your name. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close this item and bring it back to the council for discussion. So I'll start to my right. Barbara?
I would, right off the top of my head, say I don't think this is a special election necessity. We've had a third candidate for the two seats. We've had other people who have expressed interest. So my choice would be to, unless people are prepared to nominate somebody tonight, to do have the people of interest send in a letter describing themselves and their qualifications, and the council can then take those applications and make a decision.
So, clarifying question to our city attorney.
No, you can't take action tonight. This is for the purpose of giving direction to the staff and for you as a body to determine what option you want to proceed forward with. We would recommend that when we come back in your first meeting in January that you make that appointment.
Very good. Any comments to my left?
Well, we faced the same issue in 2012 when I was elected mayor, and there was the real question of, you know, we had decided in 2008 as a council that we no longer wanted to appoint a council member as mayor. We wanted a directly elected mayor, and so that reaches me. We're saying that we want the people of this community to be able to choose who they want. We don't want it to be a council. And this is putting it in a sort of negative light, but it can be viewed that way by some. We don't want a council crony. We want someone that the people are really saying they want. In 2012, we decided that it was just going to be more money than we had. They were really tough times financially for everyone in the community. So we went ahead with an application process and did the interviews and appointed on the day. So I really, if I had my druthers, and I felt this in 2012 and I feel it today, I would say let's put it back out to the community and ask them what they want. There is the issue of some money. It won't cost as much as two measures and six candidates did, but it will cost money. I'm inclined to say whatever we can do, let's make sure that it's something that's really the choice of the community, because 2 years is a long time. We're appointing to someone for quite a length of a term. We're not just filling a seat for a few months. That's really where I stand. I'd like another option is we did have a third candidate who was clearly dedicated and had a pretty good showing. He wasn't the incumbent, so he didn't get the same number of votes, but another option might be to appoint Robert Robert, who ran a respectable campaign also.
Miriam?
I would be in favor of people sending in letters of interest. I find it very difficult to function up here as much without five minds giving ideas. And I worry that an election will have to have a time window where people will have to gather signatures, and we'll have to have a time window while they campaign and have an election. And that could leave us as a party of four for much longer than I would like. I'm really hoping to to get someone new in place by the end of January, because that's when there are a lot of really good trainings for new people through our partners with the League of Cities. So I found that invaluable, and I would want that new person to have that. So I would probably shy away from the election for that reason. I liked the idea of sending in letters, because back in 2012, I sent in a letter. So, and I didn't get the appointment, but it got me involved. And I don't think anyone would have nominated me, because nobody knew who I was. So I like that idea of people sending in letters.
And actually, I'm supportive of that that nomination slash application process as well. I think the a special election is too costly and too unwieldy from a time standpoint to do the city's business from that perspective. So, I would be in support of an application process as well. So, I know this is a receiving information about options for filing. So, but we're looking for sir, staff is looking for direction on that. I think from a logistical standpoint, if we, I'm kind of hearing somewhat of a consensus towards the application process with a nominations moving forward towards the January 7th meeting. So is there someone who wants to kind of fashion that into formal consensus, or I can craft that if that is where the council wants to go?
I make a motion that for filling the two-year term vacancy of Jeff Lee, that we offer a public nomination of themselves and interview by the council or staff in selecting a candidate that will fit with the board.
So there is a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
So under the purposes of discussion, let me just ask a couple questions of do we need a deadline for application filings, which I would kind of anticipate might be December 21st, if that would give staff adequate time to compile those and then provide that information for the January 7th meeting. And I would just clarify that the interview process would be in front of the council at a public meeting.
Right.
That's just for the past practice in 2013 was for the letters of interest to be submitted to the city clerk's office. We would tabulate them and put them into the council packet. The individuals will be notified and then invited to attend the council meeting to conduct the open interview, as Mayor Lee mentioned. And then that evening, the council would be asked to make the appointment following the interviews. Okay. And so if the council's direction was to close the application process on Friday, December 21st, then we would post the information tomorrow on our website, send out a news release, get the word out, and then compile the material in order to go out in the agenda packet on Thursday, January 3rd for the January 7th meeting.
Very good. So any other clarifications, or everybody clear on the motion?
I'm on the motion. The motion was, could you repeat the motion?
Not in the same words.
Maybe the city clerk can repeat it.
That we move to have candidates submit a letter to the city stating their qualifications and interest in, and the staff would then tabulate that and bring it back to the council or the council to make a decision.
Okay.
And for interviews.
Thank you.
Everybody clear on the
restated
motion? Clear on the motion. Staff has good direction towards logistics. Any other discussion? If not, roll call, please.
Councilmember Nichols?
Yes.
Councilmember Shaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson?
Yes.
And Mayor Lee?
Yes. Motion carries. So we look forward to applications by interested members of the community on or before December 21st, and we'll look forward to having as many people participate in that process on January 7th, when we will look forward to interviews in this chambers and then appointing someone that evening. So with that, any
Comments by City Manager Bronson?
Being that I'm before the end of the meeting in Cake, I have no further comments.
City Attorney Hale?
I'm not going to stand in the front of Cake. No.
Very good. So with that, then, members of the public, you are invited to attend a brief reception held in this room, and we look forward to having you join us. And with that, we are adjourned. Yay.